This week we prepare for the Baltimore Ravens, a team that played for the AFC Championship last year. Very talented football team that's 9-5. A team that has long been known for their physical play. They're a big, massive defensive football team. They've had a couple of injuries. Offensively, very, very talented. Joe Flacco, Bolden, Torrey Smith, Ray Rice, who we know well, over 1,000 yards rushing, 55 receptions. And special teams that has the number 8 kickoff coverage and punt coverage team in the league, number 2 kickoff return in the league, with Jacoby Jones averaging 32.5 yards per kickoff return. So they're a talented team. They've lost 3 games in a row here at this point in the season, but they are in the playoffs. And we certainly know, having played them in the past in preseason and watched their progress throughout the year, that they are a very, very physical football team and very, very talented.
What about their defense? It's kind of an odd year defensively. They lost some key players, and they're not as ranked as high as they've been in the past. Mm-hmm. Do you still see a lot of difficulties in that defensive unit?
I do. Sure, I do.
Is it the same kind of
physical toughness? It's that. They've had some injuries at the linebacker level, and they're playing a lot of people at that spot, but they're playing well, and they're responding, and you watched last week's Denver game. You know, Denver balanced very much so their rush and pass against the defense, and had a couple big plays as well.
Tom, you mentioned physical play 2 or 3 times talking about their defense. What do you think should be talked about your defense? You know, what do you think?
Our defense? Yeah. Just like our football team, probably. The inconsistency. And that's probably where I would leave it.
Prepared 3 times in the last year for Jim Harbaugh's teams. Is there any similarities to the way that John coaches?
Oh, they're aggressive. Well coached. I mean, I would think those would be the starting points.
Philosophically, though,
I think there's some differences there, which there should be. When you look at the way John came up the ranks, and you look at the way that Jim came up through the ranks, and you see differences right there.
Ray Rice, number 1, 2, and 3?
He's certainly ranked up there.
How high?
What is he, 5'9", 5'10"?
How would you compare the way Eli's playing this season to last season?
Let's wait till it's over and done with. We'll talk about that. I mean, no question, 2 weeks ago, you know, what we were able to accomplish as a team. Last week, not so well. So, Eli would be the first one to comment on that. He doesn't need me to say that. We're hoping that everyone plays better and with more consistency, and we thought that was a big theme last week, and of course it wasn't accomplished. So we're striving for that again. We have the 2-game schedule, and we have to win both games to get in the playoffs, and everybody's aware of that. We're going to have an outstanding effort both in the classroom, on the practice field this week, and hopefully we'll play the way we feel like we're capable of playing.
Will Prince or Kenny Phillips be practicing?
Kenny Phillips, they will both practice, but it'll be limited to the point where we're going to test Prince more than anything else. And then with Kenny, we feel like he's rested and ready to contribute.
What have you seen teams doing to Victor Cruz this year?
They're aware of him, and they react accordingly on defense. Last week's team on third down doubled him, which is not there's nothing new about that. It happened the week before as well.
You faced quarterbacks in the season that can make throws on the run, can make plays with their legs. Flacco's a guy maybe they can't do it as well, but Broncos pressure pretty well on Sunday. Is that a guy you just go after and not worry about?
Well, he's an excellent deep ball passer now. He's very good stepping up in the pocket. He can improvise. He does run. He will do that. You got different styles, different offenses. Flacco contributes and runs their offense very well. You know, they like to run it, and they like to throw it deep, and he does throw the ball deep very well.
Coach, each team has a different personality, and you could argue that last season this team's personality didn't really gel together toward the end of the regular season and the playoffs. Do you know who this year's team is yet?
Well, it'd be easy for me to say I do, but the reality of it is we haven't been able to play to substantiate what I would say is the personality of this team. So I'm definitely counting on the veterans to go ahead and prove this and do it with some consistency. Last year we did it, over a six-game run, and exactly we're in that situation again.
Where does Bradshaw stand right now?
He won't practice today.
And when did Tuck's shoulder, is that the same as last year?
He probably banged it in the game, although he didn't come out of the game or anything of that nature. So I think we can, and I think he can deal with it because he's had to before.
You talked before about Eli, and obviously he needs to play better than he played last week. Is it with him just, do you have to do anything or say anything, or just knowing that he's done it so many times before that you just sort of let him work his way out of whatever's going on?
Well, I think we talk, and of course we do a great job of going over the film following each game, and he learns from that, and he certainly can see the good and the bad, and he devotes himself to correcting what wasn't so good.
Because of his history, if you're, whatever your concerns are with your team right now, is he not one of them? I mean, do you just kind of assume that this guy's done it before, he'll figure it out?
Well, it's our whole football team, and hopefully because of the position that Eli's in, he's going to lead us out of the inconsistencies.
Tom, is Lawrence in a slump as far as kicking goes, or what's going on?
Well, we've missed a field goal in each of the last three games. And the one the other day that would have made it 7-3, who knows what will happen from that. I know I was disappointed in that. But I don't know if you call it a slump. I don't know why. There's been a different reason in each case. We thought his timing wasn't very good the other day on the one that we missed. But, again, it's the time of the year when we can't afford any misses. We need to be able to come away with points each and every time we're down there. Obviously we'd like touchdowns, but you got to come away with points, and we can't afford not to, and we would like to feel that no matter what the distance is, if it's within our range, our notable range, that we're gonna come through.
Tom,
and I have to believe we will.
Other than the fact that he's not practicing, do you have any idea of what Bradshaw's status is going to be? He made it clear
he wants
to play, and he wants to convince you that he...
Well, we'd all love to have him play, but it's going to be a medical decision. It's not going to be mine. And, although he wants to play as badly as he can, I think if the doctors feel that he can play without hurting himself, then I think that may very well be a case. If the doctors don't feel that that's possible, and then they'll make the decision.
Were you missing a lot without him, even on the trip, in terms of intensity and fire from the team on Sunday?
You ask me questions you already know the answer to. The answer is, when he plays with fire, he plays with determination, he's focused, he's extremely physical, he takes great pride in that aspect of the game for him. He takes great pride in defying what anyone says he can't do. And he is someone on the sideline that's not very patient, and is not afraid to make a few comments about it.
Considering that, if I could, would you consider bringing him if he...
I don't know. That would be a consideration. But it's much different for the competitor when he's not competing. It really is.
You've had a couple games this year where the number of missed tackles have been glaring, and you've mentioned it. Antrell said a couple weeks back, that's a matter of will. Do you feel that way, and is that concerning when you see a game like that?
It's concerning any time I see missed tackles, yeah.
What is it, Connie? Can you pinpoint what is the problem?
Not being in very good position, not moving your feet, not seeing what you're going to hit. Many times it's, flopping through the air or diving through the air because you didn't get in the right position. where you're shed or you melt off, as the term goes, instead of bring the ball carrier down. There was a lot of that.
Will Chris Snead be able to practice?
Not today. No for Boss either. I think he's going to go, although you can't quote me until I see it.
I think you're on live TV or something.
I'm stuck, huh?
Next is the last one.
Not today, no.
Tom, has Prince reached the point of development in his maturation where this defense, where when he doesn't play, the defense is maybe the drop-off is concerning or noticeable?
Well, I mean, naturally, you take a starter out of the game, and you're going to notice that he's not in the game. He's done a good job. He played the deep ball well the week that he was injured. And so that's definitely a factor. And, you know, your cohesiveness is interrupted. We like the young kid, Holsley. But, you know, anytime you take a starter out of the game, it's going to be a factor.
Tom, what does it say to you about Victor, what he's done this week?
Incredibly proud of what he's done. Incredible. That family will remember that all their days. And somehow help to, hopefully some of their grief might at least temporarily be spent, you know, in being able to embrace Victor Cruz.
You know, a guy can go out in front of 80,000 people and catch touchdowns, but that's a different kind of... Yeah, I mean, that's difficult, isn't it, for a young man to walk into a house like that?
Sure is. The fact that he went and did that speaks volumes about what he has inside.
Okay.
I'm already late for practice. Thank you very much.